Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The
of course.
First day talk, you told that heart, like, listen to your heart. Heart knows the answers, because like mind is thinking and heart is just knows. And heart in Buddhism is like, is it different, right, from Western culture? In Western culture, is just like anatomy. Heart is like pumping your blood, right? And also feelings comes from the heart in Western culture. What is heart in Buddhism?
It is, I mean, even in Western culture, when we use, you know, do it with your heart, you know, means do it emotionally, do it mm-hmm. with feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in when I talk about the heart, normally, I mean, I refer to the citta that has both qualities. It's both the quality of the heart and the quality of the emotional, the quality of rational.
Mm-hmm.
Rational. Rational.
Achso, okay.
Logisch.
So, heart is citta, and okay,
yes.
What is citta?
The citta is the essence. Yeah? You can say
essence,
it's the
like,
essence.
Like the core
yes.
of true itself. Right?
Mm-hmm. The citta is the core. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we use it. We use the word citta when we want to refer to, you know, to the core. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we use either the heart or the mind. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about the location of the citta is just here, in the center. So it is very close to the heart, to the physical
mm-hmm.
heart.
So it's not like in Western culture, everything is here, but
no.
more it's like here.
Everything starts from here.
Mm-hmm.
Before a thought comes, the intention is formed in the citta.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Before a feeling comes, you know, the intention is formed in the citta.
How do you know that it's here?
You feel it.
Just the feeling? Like when you are investigating your mind,
no,
your body? Like
no, not when you investigate. When you investigate, you don't feel it. But when you go into samadhi, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you observe the breath
mm-hmm.
and the mind becomes very, very calm,
mm-hmm.
then the awareness or sati drops down to the citta. And then you feel it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Then you know it, or you feel it, or whatever words you want to use, you know. The words we use to describe it, you know, are not that accurate. You know? I mean, we describe our world, you think, yeah? I mean, for that, you know, the language is accurate. But the moment we refer to something spiritual, I mean, the language is not.
In a language, it's not such a words to describe.
Yeah. So that's why we, in most of the cases, we describe it with the Pali words,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
citta. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
People don't know really what citta means, and it is good. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have to know. I mean, we can experience it. It's the same thing with dukkha. Yeah? I mean, people in the West want to translate everything, and by translating everything, I mean they get a wrong idea.
Mm-hmm. Because dukkha is not like suffering. Suffering is somebody's torture. It's suffering, right? But
suffering, yeah. I mean, suffering is a part, you know. I mean, it's extreme dukkha. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But boredom, you know. I mean, who would say he suffers because of boredom?
Mm-hmm. It's like some not satisfaction.
Yeah, dissatisfaction.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So more questions. Yeah. Yesterday I was giving you a lot of food to think.
Yeah.
Food for thought. So, I mean, come up with some questions.
Is samadhi like sleeping without sleeping? Like
yeah.
you can watch your sleep?
Hmm? Aware of sleeping.
Yeah, you watch how you sleep.
Samadhi is calm. Yeah? I mean, it's peaceful. the deeper the samadhi is, the more in the citta, the observer and the object observed becomes one. But first of all, we have to bring that mind to this calm. I mean, the term being fully awake is something that we can experience in samadhi. Just awake. We are not interested about any objects, we are just awake. We see what is happening. And when you come out, you feel refreshed. That's always a sign that you have been in samadhi. Either be it upachara samadhi or apana samadhi. The deep state of samadhi, I mean, it is like a when you've been there not only for a moment, but you know, maybe for an hour or for 2 hours. I mean, it is like you put your two fingers in an AC outlet. Yeah? You're completely awake. Yeah? That's full samadhi. Upachara samadhi, you know, I mean, the deeper you go, I mean, if you go into a state where there is just calmness, yeah? I mean, that is very close to apana samadhi.
Hmm? Upachara samadhi is just like when you calm.
Yes, when there are no more thoughts. Uh-huh. I mean, you can say, I mean, in the beginning of upachara samadhi, sometimes, you know, when it starts, you know, I mean, there are a few thoughts, but the thoughts are just clouds passing by. Yeah? I mean, you don't care about it. Yeah? And then you go deeper, you know, and then thoughts completely disappear. And then, depending on the character, happiness appears, you know, or just peacefulness appears or calmness appears. Yeah? And the deeper you go, you know, the closer, you know, subject and object become one. Yeah? So it is falling, you know, the falling like in a deep, deep well, you know, and the more you fall, I mean, the more of the world disappears. And it can happen, you know, it's the same with the body. The body disappears until there's only this point left. Yeah? Everything else, you know, I mean, you don't even know anything. Yeah? And other things can happen. Yeah? I mean, the more we are concentrated, yeah, the less the mind or the citta has time, you know, to get information from the body. So it doesn't know anything about the body. So sometimes it can happen, then when you get really concentrated, that you feel your head is on the floor, you're leaning sideways, and then you, what is it? And then you open your eyes, but you sit straight. The citta needs positional information, so it has to run constantly around the body to give us this positional information. If it doesn't have time to get this positional information, it gives us wrong information. So we have the feeling of leaning over or, you know, leaning this like that, you know. But that only happens, you know, when we really concentrate. We take away, you know, the citta that is responsible for this body, you know, needs to get the information where it is. Yeah? So sometimes it happens, you know, you're really deep in upachara samadhi where there is just this, and then you come out too quickly, you might not even know where you are. You have to recall what happened, yeah? Because you've really been awake.
It's like after sleep. Sometimes when
yes.
you wake up in the middle of the
yes.
dream, you like still in the dream and you don't understand where are you.
That can happen as well.
And apana samadhi, it's more.
You don't know anything.
Deeper.
Yes. Everything completely disappears. It's like you're deaf. The citta has completely cut everything to this world. You can You can stay in Apana Samadhi for at most 7 days. And then you have to return. If you don't return, if you decide not to return, the body will die. So, but most of the people, first of all, very few people can do it. And secondly, I mean, all the people come back. It's automatic. You will be drawn back into
it. I just heard in one of your talking that Lumpaman was gone for 5 months.
No.
That's
a misunderstanding.
Okay.
No, 7 days. 7 days in Apana Samadhi. I mean, Lumpaman was never very long in Apana Samadhi.
Okay, so it was. I got it wrong.
So, it's the weird thing of the train, you know, when you take the long train before Bangkok or. Was it in Apana Samadhi or.
Yeah, probably, or Upachara Samadhi. Yeah. I mean, that's 36 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
So you can see.
So you can control, or you stay in Upachara Samadhi, or you go deeper to Apana Samadhi. You can control that levels. Is it not goes automatically after some time in Upachara, it goes to Apana Samadhi?
It's a jump. Mm-hmm.
So you have to like.
You have to have an intention to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And be aware that there is fear coming.
Fear.
Fear of dying.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of death. That comes up. And then you have to just tell yourself, you know, when I go asleep, I'm not afraid that I don't wake up. That's the same thing. No, in Apana Samadhi, I mean, you are not aware of the body, you are not aware of the universe. Yeah. So, if somebody decides to chop you up into bits and pieces, you are not. There's nothing. You don't feel anything. Only when you come back, you see there's a chopped up body, you know what I mean? And then you go to another one. It's just like, you know, I mean, you leave your car, you know. In Moscow, it probably happens very often. If you leave your car too long, you know, I mean, somebody takes it away, you know,
you come back, no tears,
no tires, no audio, nothing. You know, they also put out the engine, you know. So I mean, but it's a wonderful. I mean, it's a wonderful state, yeah. I mean, it is. It gives you a preview of what Nibbana is about.
And in your talk, in that what I listened, you said that also it's kind of small man Nirvana, little man,
yes.
Nirvana, because it's like almost, well, it's not so hard to reach that state.
That's right.
How long usually, like for men usually start to practice until he gets there?
That really depends on the character of each person. It depends, I mean, how long does it take you to learn English? It takes you this amount of time. Another person, you know, learns it faster. Another person learns it much slower.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on our abilities that we have developed in our previous life. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 100% concentrated, you can do it now. But you see, you know, I mean, you see all these things that constantly draw you out, yeah? The kilesas constantly pull you out. Yeah? But if you can manage, you know, I mean, to just be interested in this, yeah? I mean, you can drop very fast. Yeah? Or, you know, you have to battle a long time. Lungda Mahabua, you know, talked about, you know, his battles. You know, he said, I mean, he was sitting through the night for 12 hours straight. Yeah? And then sometimes he said, you know, after an hour I was in Apana Samadhi. And sometimes I had to battle for 11 hours, but each night I reached it. Yeah? So I'm in Thinkapad, you know, sitting 2 to 12 hours, you know, and you have to deal with a lot of pain. I mean, I compared it. I said, you know, it's a little man's nirvana, because, I mean, it's easier to reach the nirvana itself. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. It's just comparable.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it gives us an assurance that there is something, you know. It's our home, you know. We know we are home, you know. And the moment we come back, we want to go back there. You know? Because we feel at home there.
Why you are coming back?
Yeah, why you are coming back? Why are you not staying there?
Because you are not finished with me. As long as there is something that can pull you out, you come back. And as long as we have not, you know, I mean, there's a ruler that is called Avicca. This ruler, you know, will pull you out, yeah? I mean, some sensations, yeah? Things like that.
Avicca, what is Avicca like? Ruler, Avicca, you said ruler, Avicca?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what is this? Can you explain it?
If you want to translate it, you can translate it as wanting to know, but not being able to know in line with the truth. Wanting to understand, but not being able to understand in line with the truth. And if you want a very short form, it is just our will. Wanting, your will.
So our will pulls us back?
Yes. And all the things associated with it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Things like what?
I mean, when you look at Avicca, Avicca doesn't really have any powers. Yeah? Avicca is, you know, sometimes it's also called the fundamental ignorance. Yeah? Avicca has 3 armies.
Armies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a lord, you know, that oppresses us, you know, that occupies us. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are 3 armies. The first 2 armies that are very strong is greed and hate.
Greed and?
Greed and hate.
Ah.
Fear and cost. Mm-hmm. And the 1 army that is behind fear and hate, you know, that steers fear and hate, is delusion. Yeah?
Delusion?
Yeah.
What has delusion?
Verblendung. Mm-hmm. It's just like you're in a fog, yeah? Mm-hmm. You don't see things correctly. So, I mean, the first thing, you know, we have to battle against greed and hate, yeah? Our desires, yeah? Desires to want something, desires not to want something. And these things are happening. Yeah? Any more questions? Yeah.
Annoying. Well, like, not so annoying, but too loud here. Why, like, my brain, I noticed that some information like this screaming of cocks, for example, like, first night was annoying me a lot, and second night it's not so much. So my brain just, like, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's not so important, so I am not disturbed with this as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, ignorance of something, it's probably sometimes it's for good, because we can concentrate on the sleep, for example, and not be disturbed by screaming of the peacocks. Like, so sometimes it's...
I mean, if you notice it, you know, I mean, even in the night, when you sleep, sometimes you wake up, you know, because of cross time. Okay? But when you sleep, when you notice it, you know, when you're awake all night long, you notice that the peacocks and the chickens, every 2 hours they wake up, you know, and they make their sound that travels around the monastery, and then, you know, after 10 minutes they go to sleep again. Yeah? And then 2 hours later, you know, they wake up, you know, make their sounds, you know, it goes around the monastery, and then they go to sleep again. Yeah? And sometimes these noises wake us up, you know. Sometimes, you know, these noises pull us out of samadhi, and sometimes not. Right? I mean, wherever you put your attention onto, you know, that is, if that is more important, then the other things don't matter. Right? I mean, if you're in a crowd, you know, or if you're on a party, yeah, right? And you have a partner, you know, that has a very interesting story to tell you, you know. You don't even notice the noise around you. But if that story is not interesting, I mean, this noise around you will distract you. Or constantly, you know, put your attention somewhere else. And that is the power of concentration. The more we are concentrated, the less these things, yeah, disturb us. So you have to work on your concentration. Mm-hmm. But over time, I mean, the longer you practice, the more experience you have. You don't have to ask this question because you see it for yourself. And the path of the Lord Buddha is, you know, he just points us out the path, you know, and he says what is happening along the path, yeah? I mean, he tells us all these signs, you know, samadhi, upachaya samadhi, apana samadhi, stream entry, and things like that. Eh? And he says what is going to happen there. You know? So if you go the path, you know, sooner or later we, you know, we'll see the first sign. Ah, okay, that's it. Eh? Then we know it for ourselves. Eh? Then we see the next sign. Ah, okay, that's it. Eh? We don't have to ask somebody, you know, have you seen this sign? No, we know it. Eh? But as long as you have to ask, you know, was it really that sign or was it something else, then you haven't seen the sign.
So when you see it, you know for sure.
Yeah, you know for sure. That is the only thing. All what we know at the moment is not sure. And that's also one of the definition, you know, we want to know, you know, but we cannot know in line with the truth, because if we know in line with the truth, we don't need to ask, yeah? Nothing can disturb us, yeah? So if you think, you know, if you think you have attained to upachara samadhi, or you have reached upachara samadhi, yeah, but you only think it, you know, then somebody asks them, no, you haven't. Yeah. Oh, maybe I haven't. Maybe not. Yeah? But if you have, there's no question, you know it. Mm-hmm. Even if the other person who has, sometimes, you know, people come who have no idea, said, no, it isn't, because of this and this and that, but you know it is. Mm-hmm. Because you have experienced it yourself. Huh? So, I mean, what can be more confident than the truth? If you experience it, you experience it. Was?
Ich habe gedacht, ich heb mir das für nachher auf. But, okay. Because my English is not so good.
Okay. So more questions. Today there are only questions. Huh? I don't want to overload you. Do as much as you can. Yeah? And a little bit more. If you want to stop, you know, just stick on 5 minutes longer. Yeah? It's important, you know, I mean, to develop this kind of perseverance. Ah, okay, yeah, now it's enough. Okay, 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes, yeah? Because if you instantly give in, you know, I mean, that will be your border. Yeah? That will be your limit, your limitation. Yeah? If you say, no, let's see. And sometimes, you know, I mean, if you go overcome this hurdle, you know, I mean, then you can sometimes practice for 20 or 30 more minutes, you know, because it's not interesting. Yeah? But if you give in instantly, you know, I mean, that is the limit that you put yourself, set to yourself. And one interesting thing about this citta has no limitation whatsoever. It can do whatever it wants.
When I was walking in the morning, I got the feeling of very calmness, and suddenly it was like filling my heart to get full. But a few minutes later, I had the feeling I don't want to make further on. It's good for the moment. It was not I'm tired, I don't want any longer, but it was just, it was a satisfied. I was just like satisfied.
That happens quite often. We are in a calm state of mind where the citta is concentrated. Then the citta is disturbed, comes out, thinks about it, oh, that was a really calm state, you know, but now it's enough. Actually, the kilesas tell you this. Who was telling you this? There was this voice.
I heard it.
Yeah. No.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it, but you thought it.
No, it was no voice.
It's not a voice. It doesn't necessarily need to be a voice. And I can be a voice. It can be just a thought. It means, you know, I mean, then stand still, you know, and then reflect, you know, what happened before. And then you will see, you know, if you roll back, there was one unpleasant moment that pulled you off. And because, you know, this unpleasant moment was just such a short time ago, I mean, the calmness that we experienced before, you know, still prevails. Yeah? So you think, ah, that's nice. But, you know, it's too difficult to go back into. You know, that's why we don't want to. So you were tricked. Well, don't worry about getting tricked. I mean, we have been tricked all our life. Now we have to fight against this magician, you know, who constantly tricks us. You know? I mean, it won't be easy in the beginning. It's not only that you, after 20 years of practice, you still get tricked. So, I mean, don't worry about it.
Sounds tricked.
Yeah, yes.
That's the point.
Yes, that's the point. I mean, the killer, the magician is not stupid and tells you, I trick you. He just tricks you.
Why does it work like this? Why we don't remember our previous life from the beginning? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, okay, I experienced this life, now I know what to do in this life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do we forget all this?
So, why do you think?
I don't know. I mean, like, well, maybe it's like has some purpose if it's like this, but why?
But it has a good purpose, you know, and it is a negative purpose. Eh? I mean, if you've been a mafiosa boss, yeah, and killed, you know, in the last life, killed all these people, yeah, or been a cool general, you know, who just massacred people, yeah. And then you're reborn, you know, after being in hell for a long time, you know, you're reborn as a human being, yeah? You don't want to remember. That is one thing. You really don't want to remember. You will have to work with the consequences. Of course, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to remember all these things, but some people, you know, they kill themselves because of the shame of what they did, you know, I mean, they wouldn't be able, you know, to progress in any way. Yeah. So, I mean, for one thing, it's a protection. But, in the other way, it is a protection for the kilesas, you know, to keep us wandering around.
For what? Kilesas?
Yeah, or avicca. Yeah?
Avicca. Mm-hmm.
Kilesas are the fangs, the hands of avicca. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, avicca itself doesn't have any hands. So, I mean, I told you about the armies, you know, the three armies, and these are made out of kilesas. So, where was I?
Yeah, the purpose, another
purpose. Oh, yeah. Of course, Avicca doesn't want us to know. Because, I mean, if you remember your last 20 lives, and you know, I mean, in this life I've been a doctor, you know, in this life I've been a farmer, in the last life I've been a farmer, for seven lives I've been a farmer, you know, I've been a woman, you know, and then I've been a man, you know, I mean, sometimes it gets boring. Huh? So, I mean, the trick is not to remember anything, you know, that it doesn't get boring. Each time you think, you know, you're new. Huh? It's also a trick. But we have the feeling, you know, because I mean of our memory, yeah, there is something deep in us that tells us these things, yeah? But, you know, it is a lid, you know, I mean, it's just like a pot, you know? A pot, you know, of knowing, yeah? Of knowing whatever you've done, you know, in your previous lives, everything, yeah? But Avicca keeps a lid on it. Doesn't let us know. Just, yeah? So we have to force it, you know, to let us know. Okay? So just work, you know. The work itself is hard, you know. But the instructions are very simple. Whenever something comes into the mind, turn it back to the Buddha or to the God. And you see, you know, I mean, it's the second day, you know, or third day. I mean, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more effort you put in, the faster you get there. It's the same thing, you know. I mean, if you want to walk back to Moscow, you know, it takes you a long time. But if you run, if you can run, you know, all that way, you know, I mean, it takes you 1/4 of the time. If you even have a car...
If I will not die exhausted in a way...
No, I mean, I'm...
I mean, so it's like... It has to be like... You know, sometimes when you train a lot, it's like can be overtrained.
No.
So here it's like cannot be overtrained.
No.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
And you cannot die. Also.
The only thing what can happen is that we push in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you push in the wrong direction, we can get easily dissatisfied, you know, or we become upset and things like that. But if you push in the right direction, you will never be overloaded.
How to know is it wrong or
right? I mean, as long as you're with your meditation object, it's the right direction. Mm-hmm. You can't overdo that. But the moment, you know, I mean, you push that meditation object too much and suppress everything. Yeah? I mean, meditation is not also about suppressing. It is about relocating the attention to one object.
Kannst du das jetzt geschwind verdeutschen, bitte?
Unsere Achtsamkeit wieder zum Objekt zurückzubringen.
Und was war das, was man falsch machen könnte?
Dass man die ganzen Emotionen wegdrückt.
Okay.
So it's just like easily if some thoughts take you to the other way,
yeah.
You just like easily, okay, come back to this object.
That's right. I mean, even if you put your attention here on the spittoon, you know, I mean, you see a lot of things, and I mean, if a chicken walks by there, you know, it disturbs you, and put your attention. All what meditation is, putting your attention back to the object. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The moment you know you're not with the object, you put it back. You know, put it back. And when you do that, you do not suppress that there are these other objects. But you just readjust, you know, your attention back to that. I mean, if you feel something bad, you know, so a bad feeling comes up. You accept it, you acknowledge it, and put back your attention here. But you don't want to think about it. And that is okay. That's not suppressing it. You're accepting, okay, there's a bad feeling, let's put my attention back to the Buddha. There's a nice feeling, let's put my... Doesn't work. We love to stay with nice feelings, but we also love to stay with bad feelings.
If we see the word, I think we love to stay with the bad feelings.
Yeah.
We put more attention on the bad feelings.
Yeah.
It's not like we enjoy it.
No.
We like to stay there. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it gives us a feeling, you know, I mean this mood of melancholy, you know, all these, you know, these, I mean, people who are in depression for months, yeah? I mean, once you know, once you understand, once you investigate what depression is, I mean, you see in each feeling there's a good part, you know, and there's a bad part.
In every feeling?
Yeah. You can see two things, yeah? I mean, but that means you have to be a little bit more experienced, huh? I mean, the good thing, why people love to stay in the depression is, it gives you a feeling of connectedness.
Connectedness with what?
With everything, yeah? There is a feeling of being connected, you know? But the other feeling is, you know, I mean, you really don't want to do anything, yeah? Because you think everything is senseless. Huh? Mm-hmm. So that is the bad part of the field. Huh?
But what do you mean, like connected with everything? Like,
yeah, I mean that's what you have to. Yeah, I mean that's you have to feel it. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All what I can say, you know, I mean for me it was like that. Maybe for you would express it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But there is something, you know, I mean where you, yeah. I mean, you know the feeling, you know, when we are high, you know, when we are excited, yeah? We are up, you know, we are in the air, you know, I mean, we are completely aloof, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is a very shaky feeling, but the good side of the feeling is we feel great, yeah? And the same thing is for down, you know? I mean, we're feeling much more connected, you know, but, you know, we're feeling like we don't want to do anything or everything is meaningless. Hmm? Interesting. Hmm? But we only come if our attention is, you know, proper on these, you know, once we start to investigate feelings. Yeah? Once we stay with the feeling, we see how it arises, how it maintains itself, you know, how it is fed, yeah, by thoughts, by memories, you know, I mean, each of our memory, each of our thought, you know, feeds this feeling, yeah? That's why people can stay in depression, or mere feeling, you know, lasts for 2-3 minutes, yeah, and then it's gone, yeah? Sometimes even shorter, yeah? But we try to refresh it all the time, you know, the memory comes in and refreshes and fresh and fresh. Yeah? And the people don't know the process, you know? So, I mean, the good cup, you know, I mean, if anger comes up, we could cut this feeling of anger or greed instantly, you know, with putting our attention on the Buddha, 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 because then the fuel for the fire of anger or greed, you know, is cut out. And it has to go down. That is the key concept, you know, of Buddhist practice. We don't have to give in. We don't have to let out the anger. We just cut the fire for it. Just like a hot air balloon, you know, you poke it with a needle, you know, it's gone.
But maybe we need these feelings. Maybe it's like something like a food for our body, maybe it's like a feelings food for our brain or something, I don't know. Maybe we need it somehow.
Yeah, then investigate it, why do you need it? But you have to have a comparison, mm-hmm. Yeah? I mean, have the comparison of the feelings, you know, that appear within upachara samadhi when there is no thoughts, because these are pure feelings. Mm-hmm. And they are all nice feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do we put ourselves in, I mean, we know, you know, we are hateful and we don't like the state of being hateful, yeah? We don't like the state of being greedy. I mean, now you ask yourself a question, why am I doing this to me? Huh? Yeah. we really don't like it, you know. I mean, it's a fire burning, you know. I mean, that is only, you know, when we start practice. Before, you know, everybody does it the same way, so we don't think about it. But the moment we think about it, you know, and we have a comparison to a calm state of mind where the mind is unperturbed, you know, I mean, then you ask, why am I doing this? And you're still doing it, you know, still doing it, and that's why we have to investigate it. Now, calmness, happiness, pity, yeah, joy, yeah, these are the food for your citta. That's the food that you need. Yeah? But we can't get it, you know, in the worldly sense. Huh? That's why a lot of people burn out, you know, get disillusioned with this world. But they don't know why. Yeah? Okay?